You know the women's are telling lies on me. Men's don't mean me no doggone good.
We already had a daughter living here in Minneapolis. We came here in Minnesota, and Minnesota, all of the news and stuff was, they talked about flowers and doing things, you know. It wasn't how many people got robbed last night, how many people got shot and all that stuff, you know. This is the place, you know, to be.
What you were describing about Detroit was a scenario, and you eventually did it, was to move out of the neighborhood. And you have a song that's like that, but it's for different reasons than you actually moved out of Detroit.
Yeah. Well, it was different reasons, but they all had their fault, you know, that was unpleasant. See, now that particular song, moving out of your neighborhood, that had something to do with not being all that nice, you know, and being young and stupid and you know, doing all the things that make you feel good, and that just doesn't work. See, when you start doing that kind of stuff, you're gonna pay some alimony or do some time.
What happens in the song "Move Out of My Neighborhood"?
Well, that's a part of it. You know, when you've been not all that nice in the neighborhood, and you know, some people are jealous of their neighbors, you know, and they don't even know their neighbors, but they're jealous of them, you know. And I heard that song there, and moving out of my neighborhood. And that just kind of fit in to where I was.
Every time my telephone rang, some woman trying to play some more funny game on me. Some woman trying to play some old funny game on me. Every time my doorbell rang, some angry 6 feet man standing there with a knife in his hand. You know, they said I'm in love with a woman that worked down at the chicken shack. They said Deacon John White bought me a brand new Cadillac. That's why I got the blue people. I got to move out of my neighborhood. You know the people don't like me there. The men don't mean me no doggone good.
We're speaking with Detroit Don King. You do a number called Ruby Lee that you really like. Why do you like the way that came out?
Well, I kind of like Ruby Lee because she would fix my breakfast, lunch, and dinner and bring it on to the bed. And if I felt a little bit bad, she would rub my aching head. And that usually came out after the Saturday night fish fry, you know. So, and she always seemed to be true to me, you know. She never takes my money. She never leaves me alone. She's the type of woman that I love to have in my home. She's my baby. Yeah, she's my baby. Well, I like that song. It tells a story for me, you know. And maybe it'll touch somebody else, you know, just maybe. And I do that song a lot.
Well, I got a girl named Ruby Lee. I'm telling you, boy, she is all right with me. She's my baby. Yeah, she's my baby. Oh, she's my baby. Cause she seems to be true to me. Never take my money.
Never. sometimes the numbers you play, you like them because of the lyrics, like Ruby Lee.
Yes.
But you might want to make a little statement on the guitar from Time to Diamond. And the way you play Twisted Love, well, that's that's an original. And and statement on the guitar is what it's about.
Well, the statement on the guitar, that keeps me between B.B. King and Wes Montgomery. And once you hear the song, you would probably realize what I'm talking about.
You don't usually hear the name Wes Montgomery when blues guitarists are talking about their influences.
Well, you don't hear about them, but most guitar players would love to play a little of Wes Montgomery, you know, because Wes Montgomery had his own style, you know, and we still trying to play a little bit of it, and sometimes we hit it pretty good. You need the right group to play with in order to play some of these songs. Because I'm not sure whether you can call Wes Montgomery's tunes jazz, rock and roll, you know. I mean, they got the beat, you know. So I suppose you can put them in any class you want.
Twisted Love, Don King on the guitar. For information about the Don King Band, the Don King Band is on Facebook. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.